Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This episode of Fireside Mystery Theater is brought to you by Audible. For dear listeners of our show, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. Go to audibletrial.com/fireside and browse the over 180,000 titles they have to choose from. You can listen anytime and anywhere on your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. Audible has a treasure trove of amazing titles to choose from, and my wish list is ever-growing. Why not take advantage of this offer and dive into listening to the nearly 63 magnificent hours of Stephen Fry narrating a marvelous collection of Sherlock Holmes mysteries? It includes 4 novels and 4 collections of short stories. And exclusively for Audible, Mr. Fry, a lifelong Arthur Conan Doyle fan, has written and narrated 8 insightful, intimate, and deeply personal introductions, one for each title. I'm only a few hours in, but I can tell you, Fry's performance is thrilling as he narrates these classic mysteries with incredible skill and passionate enthusiasm. Go to audibletrial.com/fireside and download this or any audiobook for free today. We've got an exciting mystery of our own in store for you this episode. Dim the lights and make sure the doors and windows are locked as tightly as the secret contained in the following story. It was taped live at the Slipper Room on Sunday, February 26th, 2017.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Ali Silva in It's No Contest!
James Reeser here, coming to you live at the scene for the finals of The Allies! The Ali Silva Awards for Excellence in the category of Love and Devotional Poetry. We're down to our last 3 finalists, and the stakes are immeasurably high, for only one winner will take home the grand prize. Who's up first, Ali?
I'd like to call to the stage Thaddeus T.T.H. Thornbetter Moncreant. What are you going to recite for us, Mr. T.T.H. Thornbetter Moncreant?
Just call me Justin, oh luscious one.
Just call me Ali, Justin.
Yes, your worship. First, let me say that my poem is quite lengthy, but I won't bore you by reading the ode in its entirety. Just the first 7 pages, if that's all right with you.
Next!
But I didn't even
Just passing the turnstile over there, Junior. Thank you. Now, there's a good lad, Scoot. Who's up next, Allie?
Someone who calls herself Emily D.
Hi.
It's okay, sweetie. Don't be shy, but you have to get closer to the mic.
Like this.
No, closer.
How about now?
Come on, Emily, just eat the mic.
Like this.
Okay, we'll back away just a little bit. What are you going to read for us?
Well, I don't really have a title for it, but it goes like this. Hope is a thing with feathers that perches in the soul and sings the tune without the words and never stops at all. Until it flies away with a beak full of Fifth and Maiden handcrafted jewelry. Thank you. That's all I have.
Well, okay, thank you. Forgive me, Emily D., but that sounds a little too familiar. What do you think, James?
I don't know. I wasn't listening. Who do we have up next, Allie?
Someone who calls himself Mikey Brooklyn?
Hey, how you doing? It's good to be here. Allow me to unfold this document, undeniable proof of my poetical prowess. Some crave diamonds, some crave gold, some crave platinum, but let me tell you, I crave just one thing. Silver! Ali Silver!
Oh, I like!
Oh, I'm not finished yet. It's a fact, she's a class act. Who says? Says me? I tell you, that chick is filthy rich with integrity. Those other broads don't stand a chance because all their looks are fading. They can't compare because they don't wear that shiny stuff from Fifth and Maiden. Up and go! Thank you. Where's my prize?
I've moved to tears. James, please tell Mikey Brooklyn about the grand prize he has so deservingly won.
Mikey Brooklyn! As winner of the Allie Prize for Best Devotional Love Poem, you get to help Allie pick out her accessories for next year's awards, as well as a lifetime pass to gaze upon her vast collection of Fifth and Maiden handcrafted jewelry, which offers wholesale, organic, luxury jewelry and housewares that blend clean lines
with a bit of shimmer.
Made with exquisite natural finds directly from the stunning California coastline, all Fifth and Maiden pieces are handcrafted in their SoCal studio. To learn more, just go to their website, fifthandmaiden.com. Fifth and Maiden are the official jewelers of Fireside Mystery Theater.
Loves and lovers everywhere. It is our intention to draw you close and whisper ghostly sighs of dark romance in your ears. You are under our spell now. It's useless to resist. Surrender, as our seduction will soon be complete. Not to worry, our devotion is as limitless as it is undying. Consider the following story, the Mizpah, as yet another type of flirtation. This one with menace, danger, and perhaps disaster.
Good day, sirs. How may I help you?
Good afternoon, Mum. I'm Inspector Terry from Scotland Yard, and this is my constable, Mr. Thomas.
Good afternoon.
We were summoned to this address by Mr. Dockery.
Oh, yes, please do come in. Let me take your coats and hats, sirs.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Oh, plain clothes policemen, are we? How interesting. I sure am glad you're here, sirs. The master of the house has been rather tightly wound today.
Tightly wound?
Mrs. K?
Master Gerard. Oh, the gentlemen from Scotland Yard have just arrived.
I can plainly see that. Good day, sirs. I am Gerard Dockery. Welcome to my house.
Inspector Terry from Scotland Yard, pleased to meet you. This is Constable Thomas.
Good day, sir.
If you'll follow me, Inspector. Excellent. Do we have everyone here?
Hetty is still on her way from upstairs. What is this all about, Gerard?
Everyone, this is Inspector Terry from Scotland Yard.
Scotland Yard? What is all this about?
Sometime during the night, someone absconded with one of the necklaces.
One of the necklaces? Not one of the necklaces.
Oh, dear.
Yes. Look at the necks on the busts of mother and father where they are meant to rest. Just one remains now.
How could this have happened?
That, my dear sister, is precisely why I have called for the inspector.
You don't think someone in this house is responsible, do you, Gerard? Gerard!
Inspector Terry, allow me to introduce to you the members of my family. This is my younger sister, Adeline, the handsome fellow with the mustache as a husband, Mr. Benjamin Marsh.
Good day.
And this is my wife, Mathilde.
Good afternoon.
Sir, if you need me, I'll be.
Please remain in this room, Mrs. Kay.
Oh, Master Gerard, you don't think
so? Now we're only missing.
Well, what's all this? Oh, it looks like we have enough people to play contact bridge.
This is my youngest sister, Hetty.
Oh, why is it so cold in this room?
Why? Didn't you have enough gin for breakfast to keep you warm, Hetty?
Gerard!
So, Mr. Dockery, am I correct to assert that there was no one else in this house during the night but the six people standing in this room before me now?
That is correct, Inspector.
A few more questions, if you would allow for such an indulgence, Mr. Dockery.
Certainly.
Was the necklace in question identical to the one still hanging from the bust of your father, is it?
Yes.
To my very unsophisticated eye, and I'm only making something of a guess here, 16th century Etruscan?
Yes.
I do love how these detectives work. Astounding! Quite wizardly and magical, really.
No magic, madam, just mundane old logic. So the necklaces are quite valuable, but the pendants?
They are not worth so much, but they are of great sentimental value to our family.
You don't mind if I take a closer look, do you?
Please, Inspector.
The Lord between, while, one, from... Ah, yes, of course. This is one half of a mispa pendant.
A mispa, sir?
Yes, Thomas. If you place the two halves of the pendant together, you get a quote from the Book of Genesis, I believe. The Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent from one another. Your parents spent some time apart, did they?
Yes. Papa spent a good deal of time in India running his rubber plant. It's how he made our family's fortune.
But he and Mother were so devoted to one another. Ah, where has all the romance gone these days?
Thomas, would you be so kind as to inspect all the windows and doors of the house for any evidence of a break-in or tampering?
Right away, sir.
Thank you, Thomas. Now, we're going to need to establish a motive of some sort, won't we? Are your parents recently departed?
They passed a year ago. Oh, it's all right, Benjamin.
What is the matter with your husband?
He's tortured himself ever since.
Ever since what?
I blame myself.
It's not your fault, Benjamin. No one blames you.
It was meant to be a present for the 40th anniversary.
Benjamin sent them on a safari in Sierra Leone.
And they never came back.
I'm sorry. I'll never stop being sorry.
That's most unfortunate. My deepest respects and condolences. Mr. Dockery.
Yes?
Mr. Dockery, I am correct to assume that upon the passing of your parents that you and your siblings inherited the total of the family fortune and its accompanying assets.
Yes, that is true. Since I am the eldest as well as the only male heir, I was appointed executor and subsequently received the lion's share of the estate. A fact that I'm not certain rests too well with some of the persons sitting in this room.
Gerard, how could you?
None of us had much in the way of a personal fortune till Mama and Papa died.
Well, you squandered your allowances on trips to America to dabble in superstitious sorcery.
Spiritualism is not sorcery.
It's pure chicanery, whatever it is.
And what about you, Gerard? You and your French maiden over there with very expensive tastes. Were you not living above your means as well, my dear brother?
How dare you! You leave Mathilde out of this discussion!
Oh, mon amour, s'il vous plaît. Let us not fight like this. We are a family.
All right, everyone. Let's try to restore some calm here.
My sisters both see that the notion that I have the power to control the ebb and flow of their finances. Adeline here keeps expecting me to keep pouring our family's money into the abyss of her husband's so-called luxury liner business.
I've told you a million times. I don't want any more of your money, Gerard. I'm sorry. How many times must I say it?
All these old wounds. Everything was starting to heal between us until this blasted Mizpah necklace was stolen. We were all enjoying a nice dinner for the holiday just last night, and...
Sir, I did a thorough check of all the doors and windows. No one could have broken into this house. Everything is right and secure and tidy.
Of course it's tidy. I do take a certain pride in my work.
Yes, Mum.
So, if we may all return to the subject at hand. Motive. Mrs. Kay, I couldn't help but observe that Mr. Dockery requested that you remain in this room with us.
How could you?
Not good old Mrs. Kay. She has been a loyal and dutiful servant to this family for as long as we've been alive.
Yes, she has. But she also has duties and loyalties where her own family is concerned, especially when one of them is ill. Isn't that right, Mrs. Kay?
Gerard, are you seriously trying to imply
that... It's my grandson, Master Gerard, you're talking about, isn't it? I wish you wouldn't say the things you're saying, sir.
Really, Gerard, must you be so cruel? Come now, Mrs. Kay. Come now.
Oh, Mrs. Kay, poor dear.
All right, then. I think I'd like to take a moment to...
Inspector, I just got an idea. I believe I can help solve this theft.
Is that so, miss?
Oh, please, Hetty.
I tell you, there is something about this room. There always has been. There are spirits everywhere. I can sense their energy all around us. They wish to speak to us.
This is not helping matters right now, Hetty.
Can't you see? This room is much colder than all the others in the house. Can you deny it?
It is quite drafty in here, I must admit it.
You see, the first indicator right there.
My patience is at the breaking point, Hetty.
Just listen to me. Hear me out for a moment. What if I were to call upon my friend, Arthur Conan Doyle?
That crackpot!
Crackpot? Sir Arthur is not a crackpot. He is a national treasure and a dear friend. Sir Arthur could help me find someone from our society.
Oh, society.
A medium. We could hold a seance.
Hetty, I am...
All right, everyone. Before we start consulting voices from beyond the grave, allow me a moment to confer with Constable Thomas. I'd like everyone to return to this room at 15:15. Can we all do that? Excellent. I shall see all of you then.
Inspector, I can tell by the way you keep scratching your ear. Have this all sorted out, do you?
I'm fairly confident that I have, Thomas. Out of curiosity, do you have any theory of your own based on what you've witnessed here?
Well, all signs seem to point to Miss Kay, but between you and me, sir, I hope it ain't her. That Mr. Gerard seems like an odd man. Ain't gonna turn out well for her, or her grandson, I reckon.
Mrs. Kay,
It's 15:15, sir.
Very good. Mrs. Kay, you say? Then what I'm about to tell these folks might come as something of a surprise to you, Thomas. Come. Let's go now. Would you mind getting the door, Thomas?
Oh, yes, sir.
All right, everyone. Thank you for your patience. Now, I have some good news as well as some unfortunate news to report to you.
Yes?
Yes.
Please continue, Inspector.
First, let me say that the person who took... pilfered the Mispa necklace belonging to your mother is right here in this...
What is that?
Thomas!
Oh, my lord.
Oh, look!
It's a blackbird.
Look, it has the other necklace in its beak.
How did this bird get in here?
Thomas, try to catch it. It's trapped in here. It can't get out.
I'm trying, sir.
I'll get it.
Ben! What are you doing?
Trying to get that necklace back.
No! Don't kill the poor creature!
Benjamin, you missed! Shoot again!
Yes, mon amour.
What did you just say to my wife, Ben?
Nothing.
Ben? Oh, look!
The blackbird just squeezed through that little hole in the wainscoting.
Well, look at that. That explains the draft in this room, doesn't it?
And now we know who the thief is! Well, all's well that ends well, I say. I reckon our work here is done. Good afternoon, everyone.
Wait a moment, Thomas. I admit this is a little embarrassing. That little magpie nearly shattered my theory to bits. Nearly. I say let's follow that bird to its hiding place in the house. I suspect it will be somewhere in the attic. But first, Thomas, please remove that pistol from the person of Mr. Benjamin Marsh.
No need. Here you are, sir.
Now place him under arrest for murder.
Benjamin! Murder? I say, what is going on? I demand to know this instant.
In due time, ma'am. Everyone wait here, except you, Mr. Dockery.
Me?
Yes. I'd like you to come help me find the bird and both halves of the Mispa pendant. We're going to find them both inside of the magpie's nest somewhere in your attic.
The attic?
Very well. Let's go. I just want to say to you, my sisters, Mrs. K, I feel incredibly foolish. I am terribly ashamed about the way I have behaved towards you all today. I hope you'll be able to forgive me.
Benjamin, you can't let them! Not the attic!
Shut up, Matilda, it's too late.
They're going to find them! Find what? Benjamin, will someone please explain what is going on here?
Your parents? They never went to the safari in Africa!
Good Lord!
Their bodies are in the attic. Oh, dear. Then all the pieces are in place now. Mathilde, you became Benjamin's mistress some time ago, didn't you?
Oui. Gerard was without money. Adeline was without money.
And the only way to accelerate the flow of cash was through their inheritances. That's what you thought, at least. God knows how long that would have taken. Waiting for Mr. and Mrs. Dockery to pass from this world via natural causes? That would have taken an eternity.
We had no more money. We spent everything. And now, I was in love with Benjamin.
That must have been some kind of surprise when the will was read. Things worked out quite well for Mathilde since her husband was named executor of the will and manager of the estate. Not so much for you, Mr. Marsh, I would say. Not what you expected.
Oh, he was very cross about that.
Matilda, you're tightening the ropes around our necks.
So you, Mr. Benjamin Marsh, supposedly booked a voyage on one of your luxury liners and forged the paperwork and registry to make it seem as if your father-in-law and mother-in-law actually boarded the ship. They were traveling alone, so there were no witnesses. But you and I know they never boarded that ship. You murdered them and cleverly hid their bodies in plain sight. Right in this very house.
But I did not kill them. Not me.
That doesn't matter right now, ma'am.
Benjamin. Ben. Please. Please tell me it's not true. Ben.
It appears he'd rather speak to his solicitor, Mrs. Marsh. I'm afraid he's going to need a good one.
Your tea, sir.
Why, thank you, Thomas.
May I ask you a question, sir?
Of course, Thomas.
Do you believe any of that stuff the Dockery lady was talking about? Spirits and mediums and all that bugaboo?
Oh, you must be referring to the magpie nest we found sealed up in the crawl space.
Yes. Quite grim and ghastly, wasn't it? I never seen anything like it before.
It was quite dreadful, I will admit.
And two birds just made their nest. Just made their nest like that. Right on top of the corpses. Horrible.
And sure enough, both halves of the Mispa pendant were found there inside the nest. We should thank our larcenous little feathered friends, I suppose.
I felt my spine tingle a bit at the sight of it, I must say. Maybe more so on account of what Miss Etty Dockery was saying.
That the two magpies in the nest were the reincarnated spirits of her parents enacting some sort of otherworldly justice? Pure rubbish. Very poetic and romantic rubbish, but Rubbish all the same. Pass those scones, if you will, Thomas.
There's nothing left for me from days that used to be. I live in memories among my souvenirs. Some letters tied in blue, a photograph or two. I find a rose from you among my souvenirs. A few tokens rest upon my treasure chest, and though they do their best to give me consolation, I keep them all apart. And as the teardrops start, I find a broken heart among my souvenirs. At my door the leaves are falling, the wild old wind will come. Sweethearts dance together, and I still miss someone. I go out on a party to look for a little fun. But I find me a darkened corner, 'cause I still miss someone. I'll never get over those blue eyes, I see them everywhere. I miss those arms that held me when all of the love was there. I wonder if she's sorry for leaving what we've begun. There's someone for me somewhere, and I still miss someone.
Happy birthday, Johnny.
And that concludes this week's program. Michael Pate played Inspector Terry. Eric Davy Gislason played Constable Thomas. James Reeser played Gerard Dockery. Mary Murphy played Adeline Dockery Marsh. Bill Heidrick played Benjamin Marsh. Casey LaForest played Mathilde Dockery. Allison Gwynn played Mrs. K. And Hetty Dockery was played by me, Ali Silva. The two songs you heard, Among My Souvenirs by Edgar Leslie and Lawrence Wright, and I Still Miss Someone by Johnny Cash, were performed by Silben Sandovar. This episode was written by Silben Sandovar, and it was directed by Annabelle Rollison. Our show is produced by Gustavo Rodriguez, Daniel and Rebecca Graves, and me for Fireside Mystery Productions. Our theme music is by Jason Graves. Our musical score was improvised by Steve Blanco. Our sound designer and engineer is Greg Russ. Our technical director is Johnny Goddard. And our production coordinator is Dahlia Morali. If you enjoy what we do, show us some love by giving us a rating and review on iTunes. It really helps us out in so many ways. Let us know what episodes or characters are your favorites, or anything you'd like to hear more of in the future. We are always truly grateful for your feedback. And now, calling all fans, thrill seekers, radio theater, and audio drama lovers in the New York City area, mark your calendars for our next live show at the Slipper Room on Sunday, March 26th. Come help us locate some missing persons. Don't be the one person missing from our audience. Tickets are available now at slipperroom.com. Remember, you can download your free audiobook today. Go to audibletrial.com/fireside. Again, that's audibletrial.com/fireside for your free audiobook and free 30-day trial. And did you know you could get all sorts of cool stuff emblazoned with our dazzling logo? You can! Go to the merch page at firesidemysterytheater.com and check it out. What happens when two long-lost lovers reunite and discover they can carry on a passionate affair while still many miles apart? Find out in next week's episode of Love After Death. All they had to do was dream. I'm Ali Silva. As we get a thrill out of mysteries solved and unsolved, let us always remember to mind the shadows.